لك مو الجامس.
International girl running her own world. Welcome to CRS, Caribbean Radio Show. We are the best with 2.3 million kings and queens out there listening. Good morning. Good morning. How the people doing? Call in. Let a sister know how you're doing. The guest line is 661-467-2407. That's right. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. I am your host, Queen Sunny Honey, bringing it to you live, a global reporter from the Middle East, birthed in the epicenter of it all, y'all. I am from the USA, So impress the impressed. Come on in, you solution seekers. Share your knowledge, even if you ain't go to college. Today's topic is something that we haven't forgotten about, which is to be blessed with someone who survived COVID, who is a melanated queen. And we want to know what the media is not telling us. And she reached out to give us those gems today, so stay tuned. And I will be sharing with you a private, just all the information that she shared with us that will help us. We have to actually receive this information like our life depends on it, because it does. Yes, this is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. You know, as we prepare for the show, we ask the ancestors for permission to speak. Today is Breonna Taylor's birthday, the young woman who was gunned down in her home by the police, a victim of police brutality. Today, not 1 month after losing her, she would have turned 27. So we want to pay homage and just take a moment of silence for all women of color who have been victims of police brutality, because they should not be excluded from the table. Happy birthday, Breonna. We ask that the ancestors come forth and usher her into the light, and not only the light, but to justice. We ask that all officers who are involved be brought forth. And see, over here in the Middle East, if something happens, they go ahead and get you on Friday. It is no system that's set up that's not going to bring justice. So we just say happy birthday. In order to put happy on this young lady's birthday today, June 5th, is to actually do something. Go onto the website, post her picture, send a birthday card, a cyber greeting to her family, sign the petition, donate to the family's GoFundMe for a birthday party today. There is so much that we can do. Yes, we wanna give international shouts out to everybody out there. There's so much solidarity going on. Brothers and sisters in London, England, and Paris, France are out on the streets rallying for their own Black injustice through police brutality. I see you, brothers and sisters. You see, when grandmama taught you that the power of one is the power of all, it was in those words of knowing that what you are doing in the United States is allowing people all over the world who've experienced this injustice in the hands of police brutality to stand up. And see, oftentimes when things become cold cases after they happen, there is a hypocrisy that sweeps things under the rug. But there is always power when we are all on one accord at the same day, at the same time, doing the same thing. So big ups to everybody out there in Jamaica who's showing so much love to those brothers and sisters. Big ups to everybody on the continent of Africa. I see you out there in Nigeria doing a protest. Big ups to Syria. Earlier this week, there were two Syrian artists who went out and tagged George Floyd's name into a mural, a beautiful painting, as they stand in solidarity against the injustice of police brutality that happens to them. To all my Black brown brothers, sisters on the planet, so much love. I see you out there in our international shouts out. Those of you who are expats away from home right now, I send so much solidarity to you as you prepare to always do your part as you're gathering your assets and doing wealth building so that we can go back and buy all this property that's going to be foreclosed because they didn't tow up everything and the people will cash in on their insurance checks nonetheless. But a lot of brothers and sisters who are into wealth building will be able to really buy the block without question. So international shouts out, so much love. Thank you, thank you, thank you all. Family, how you doing? I mean, really, how you doing? Mental health, check 1212. Somebody call into the line today. That number is 661-467-2407. Let me know how you're doing out there. You know, I'm really concerned. It's time to do blood pressure checks. I just purchased one, waiting on it to be delivered. There was a social media influencer who shared some information that my friend shared with me, saying that he woke up in the morning, checked his blood pressure, everything was normal, picks up his phone, ends up seeing the doctor and needing medical help. But really, as I listened, I understood the root of things. So as we are in this heightened sense of being reactionary, let's also be proactive about our life and our health. As brothers and sisters are falling daily, our children daily, let us, those warriors, priestesses, all of us out here, really do a blood pressure check. Take a high road that's going to preserve your health. When you come out vicious with it and you do your thing, make sure you go home and calm down and meditate and do the things that you need to do to be grounded so that you can continue to be out there healthy, wealthy, and wise. We need you healthy. You know, I was raised by an undertaker. Story time. My daddy told me the truth. He said, baby, under Hippocratic Oath, the undertakers cannot tell a family if the body came up short. What you mean, Pa? You see, when a brother or sister walks out there and there's someone who needs an organ, has enough money, there's a secret thing out there. Well, hey, you've already donated your organs on your driver's license and melanated body parts. They last longer. They're top of the line. And I listened to my father as he let me know that the placenta from a birth, the value in those days when he shared this information was about $2,000 coming from your womb that was sold to the cosmetic companies for the purpose of product. He shared with me that if someone that was super wealthy had all this money, and had any health problems, they were harvesting these organs from young Black boys who were just walking down the street. And as they do their little checks, they realize that person didn't do anything wrong, but they had the right organ. And being under a Hippocratic Oath, even as an undertaker in his day, it was a code of silence that you couldn't say nothing. You couldn't tell them that, hey, this body came up short. So I need for us to send so much love and light to everyone, that we, as we deal with what's going on today, that we take our health very seriously. And that's the reason why the sister reached out to us. So she wanted us to know some very valuable things that no one is talking about. The things as a survivor that no one is sharing out there. And to know what she's going through, to know that she is someone's mother, someone's wife, someone's grandmother, and someone's teacher. She came forward to give some information, and I'm telling you people, it reminds me of the Usher song, You Got It Bad. When you're all alone, honey, we got it bad in certain areas, and it's time for us to also heal each other and give the solutions. So I want you to stay tuned, honey, because in just a bit, I'm going to give you some of those gems from the queen who bring it forth, Queen Sunny Honey.
You know what? Y'all not talk people, man. Not people, me. You're not talking people sometimes.
Now, what did I say?
The way you say so.
What did I say?
Oh, God. The part about listening to you, trusting you, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
found somebody who makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Said you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. I've been there, done it, on the ground. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you're touched by the words in this song, then maybe
you got it bad. When you want it, hang up and you call right back.
You really know everything that used to matter don't matter no more. Like my money or my car,
you can have it all. And
flowers, cards, and candy,
you were just cause
said I'm fortunate to have you, girl. I want you to know I really adore you. All my people know what's going on. Look at your mate, help me sing my song. Tell her I'm your man. You're my girl. I'm gonna tell it to the whole wide world. Lady, say I'm your girl. You're my man. Promise to love you the best I can. See, I've been there, done it, walked around. After all that, this is what I found. Every one of y'all are just like me. It's too bad that you can't see. That you got it bad.
You got it, you got it bad.
Man, welcome back, y'all. This is Queen Sunny Honey with the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS. We are the best knowledge station. You got it bad, baby. Somebody out there got it bad right about now, but it seems like it's the best time ever for our people on the planet. So much love and shout out. Somebody got it bad out there, but it sure ain't me. As we sit back and we realize that our brothers and sisters are in solidarity for once on this planet. You got it bad if you held on to the principle since 1865, thinking that everything was still going to ride the way it was in injustice. Child, you got it bad. To my fellow, the Astra Orphans. To all of you out there, so much love. The first thing on the agenda, before we even get into the COVID, we got to just address some things now. Everyone's preparing for July the 7th to not go in the stores and sell things, to buy products that are not Black on that day. Someone said that TI came up with this initiative. Oftentimes people are asking, why so long, Brunt, when people are keep dying daily? Why is it that day and not the 4th of July? Sometimes people are questioning, you know, who's behind things, even if the agenda is good. I just want to challenge people that from that day and henceforward, all shall only buy the highest quality black owned of everything. Because we have everything. We made everything. My pa told me, only thing no white boy is made with a patent office. If you want batteries, there's some Harriet Tubman batteries. There's a black owned toilet paper company. All before, people talked about customer service, so that's why I said highest quality. When it's coming down to the root cause of everything that's going on, people are yelling Black Lives Matter. But there's something that I noticed, just a little observation. Black women are not being at the table. People are posting about their brothers, their sons, their husbands. And without taking away from that, there is room for us all. So I don't like to be excluding my girls. My daughters, my sisters, my cousins, my nieces, as people engage in highfalutin CNN talk, I see you. You throw a little black boy, you throw the black man, but in the totality of it all is the black woman who's at the forefront of these things. And that's why on today, Breonna Taylor's birthday, let it resound that she deserves justice. Shot in her home in a state of shock as she transitioned, just shock, having completed a medical degree, having been a frontline worker, essential worker during COVID, helping everybody. And you're going to sit back and not tear the club up over my girl, Breonna? Wake up, people. Equality, whether it's the gender equality, whether it's the wealth gap, sisters are at the forefront of everything, being the healers and the teachers. Today, the information that's coming to you, this is a black woman, Caribbean born, who listened to the show and reached out and said, I got COVID in March. I'm in the clear now, but there are some residuals that have happened to my body that will, in these groups of other survivors, we're understanding our bodies have been impacted. Some people may be an impact from this COVID for the rest of their lives. This sister said, the heart, that was the underlying factor with most of them in the group, that they had experienced changes with their heart muscle. Nobody is talking about that. Watch for the unseen hand. Make sure you know that when your eyes are closed during prayer, minds are open. I make no qualms about it. I moved away from the system of white supremacy with my foot on the neck. I go and I will not be quiet. Our sisters are the ones, the healers, coming forward, giving you the information, having survived. This sister told me, if it wasn't for the bush tea, if it wasn't for the herbs that grandmama had instructed her that had been passed down from generation to generation, that was the very thing that kept her. Something else that the media is never, ever going to tell you that she shared, loss of memory. Mind you, school teacher, wife, mother, grandmother, still working, and told me that just to lose the thought, and a few minutes later that afternoon to still don't remember what happened that morning. Memory loss has a symptom and a side effect of COVID. And mind you, she's in the clear. When she spit the facts upon us to know that 3 to 6 months after you're in the clear from surviving COVID, you will still, 3 months later, up to 6 months later, feel the same way. See, we've only talked about how the heart changes, what the memory's like, but all those other symptoms and signs and things that she endured, it was the natural food. It was the sense of family. It was having a husband there that could give her what she needed with nutrition and take care of her. It was knowing that as a mother, and you know what your superwoman black capes on there, always giving and giving and never being able to really put yourself first. The obligation to our jobs and our family, those were the things that kept her going. But one thing that this sister would like to share with you is that when you feel the need to sleep, sleep. When your body craves something, receive it. All of the food that you are intaking, be mindful. Know that disease actually comes in with a weak, stressed out immune system. You are equipped to fight it, people, because you are resilient. All this stuff that's happening now, it's sad to say that you're numb to it. So whatever anyone brings to the table, the sister, all of us, we suggest that you heal yourself. Heal yourself. Because we need you. I need you. Your family needs you. Your children. Fuck that job. Oh, so speaking of, there's a list that's going out. Everyone is saying that don't buy these products from these companies because they are Trump supporters. They're giving out money. I know you heard about it. Well, true. I want to know from you, if you work for the companies, because there are franchises everywhere and the list is long, what is your option? Because if we're going to do this, we're going to do it all the way right. You understand? Ting-a-ling-a-ling. School bell ring. Booyaka. Think about it. If you are not going to support those who are Trump supporters, paying money to campaign him, put him back in office, then are you going to conscientiously go out there and buy from the black pharma? Buy local food because you already know that they are dependent upon self-sustainability and survival based on consumerism, just like the mother boys who got it like that. Plan. Focus. Restore. Come on, school is open, people. Just ponder that for a bit. Let me go and check in with Brother Shaba, and we'll be right back. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. Don't forget to call into the lines at 661. 467-2407.
Want to tell them up? It's a Sabbath thing. Suckling sing. Yard up for him, kick up. Rock wine.
Sing!
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing!
Band silent swing.
Sing!
DJ Ace got up in the beer bone redeem.
Sing!
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Sing!
Gold bell a ring.
Sing!
Knife and fork a pint for dumpling. Booyaka for Shabba ranking. Shabba rocks disappear if you have another man chin too. Them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put the dan to the key and turn him in a donkey. Yes. Them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put the dan to the key and turn him in a donkey. Who they think they are? Yes, they can't allow me. I am the general in the DJ army. Who not only I am cross all the tea. And sit all the gal them tickle fancy. And anywhere we go, y'all gone crazy. Listen, ding-a-ling-a-ling. Cool bell a ring. Knife and fork a pint for dumpling. Booyaka, booyaka for Shabba ranking. Shabba ranking disappear with you have another man chin. So, them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put it down to the key and turn him in a donkey. Them are the done to the biz. We have the key. Put it down to the key and turn him in a donkey. You see, reggae dance, I'll comprise of wine. You see, now come to your phone, John, wine your body. You see, if you can wine, you hold your man and in Paris. You see, what be your style when you see your mate. You see, here's a try dress, but your mate not ready. You see, your mate look like she a bug funny. You see, she a cartoon and she no red. Girl, I get the loving, you I get the money. You see, come pop, cause you're full of quality. Till I hear little children sing. What them sing? Ting-a-ling-a-ling, dance a ling, swing. DJ is can come from the fear boom rhythm. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, school bell in ring. Knife and fork, a pipe and dumpling. Booyaka, for some of ranking, some of ranks. The personality of DJ Chinto. Them have it done to the biz, we have the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes, them have it done to the biz, we have the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. You can't mix quantity with quality. A man of quality, yes, him of ability. With me strong mind and another that carry me. I get the will power from God Almighty. Many hand can but the chosen is me. What is for Caesar could never be for me. They came on me, now they came on me. I am the general in the DJ army. With that all the I am cross all the T. Cash registering and they make no money. Sing-a-ling-a-ling,
sing.
Dance all in swing.
Sing.
DJ is stand up in the fear boom rhythm.
Sing.
Sing-a-ling-a-ling,
sing.
School bell ring.
Sing.
I find fuck and find the dumpling. Puyaka, for some of ranking, some of drunks. The personality of DJ Chinto. Them have been done to the business of the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. Yes, them have been done to the business of the key. Put it down to the key and turn them in a donkey. You see, we get down while it comes of wine. You see, now come to your phone and wine your body. Jump up, up, up and shake your body. Battle for your mate, cause your mate not ready. Mate look skinny like macaroni. From your mate skinny, just call her Teddy. If a gal ready, then a gal not ready. Don't want no gal with no balloon belly. Belly have a flat like a willing penny. Hear the little children sing with quality. Them say ting-a-ling-a-ling,
sing.
That's all in swing,
sing.
DJ ears cock up in him ear boom rhythm,
sing.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling,
sing.
School bell in ring,
sing.
I find park a pipe in dumpling.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, Caribbean Radio Show. The Knowledge Station. Yes, ma'am. One of the beautiful things that the sister shared with us were some remedies, some natural products that actually help her combat COVID-19. At this time, get your pens and papers, get your thumbs ready, and take notes from a survivor, someone who actually overcame nettlebush, echinacea, golden seal, star of Bethlehem, and oak savante. This sister has been going on and off vegetarian lifestyle, so it seems like when the disease came, the virus, her body was able to combat because she had a vegetarian on and off relationship with food, nutrition, knowing good choices, letting food be her medicine, and medicine being her food. One of the signs that she said was shortness of breath. So boys and girls, sisters and brothers that's out there, look for these signs and symptoms in yourself. Ingest your daily vitamins. Get your vitamin D. Keep those things in your system to keep you healthy, because unfortunately, when you go to the hospital, this is new for them. They don't know how to treat it because they don't have years of extensive research to know that 10 years from now, they'll publish in the book and say, those who survived from COVID had, if they had a certain diet, they had a higher probability of surviving without side effects. Those who are a certain age bracket or certain specific people have heart trouble. That's when they'll document it in the medical journal. So while they're making medical history on the books for the future, make medical history for yourself now. Get your golden seal. You've always known the power of golden seal. Get your echinacea. And while you're at it, I like to add to the list sea moss, because as a Caribbean woman, she was raised on sea moss. She continues to use it in her body. Everyone on the planet is getting hot and popping about black seed oil and sea moss. If you are in Jamaica, call me right now. Tell us where the people can buy some sea moss. If you do not have a business, start a business, because these are things that are sharing this health is wealth and healing the planet. You might as well be prosperous with it. So call into the lines at 661-467-2407. If every Black person in America decided that we care about the source of our CMOS and say, hey, the challenge is buy it from Jamaica. We stimulate both economies. We're helping people who look like ourselves. CMOS, definitely add that to the list. So let's go over to social media for just a second before I come back. Shekinah, T.I. and Tiny Little Homegirl, went on social media this week and she was crying out against the looting and the riots. And she so happened to talk about the store Gucci as she had tears upon her eyes. And said, Gucci ain't never did nothing to you. Well, we have been guilty of carrying the designer bags because we like it, but we're not caught up in it. But be clear with the fact. Human zoos that contain people that look like you and me, Shekinah, yeah, those are owned by Louis Vuittons and the Guccis of the world. Do your research, baby. To know that all these businesses do have insurance, some of them have been setting the bricks outside saying, please throw a brick in mine so I can cash in. Those Black businesses that are crying right about now, perhaps they did not get insurance. I don't know. I hope you did. I hope you're getting paid as well. But it was just really, really ironic to see people thriving, the Black community, in spite of all of this. Every time I look, small business owners, the homegirls from the brand, build, and launch social media group. Everybody is making money in spite of. So instead of crying over Gucci, let's look at how we can thrive during these times. Let's look at how it's going to affect us financially 5 years from now to improve our lives. Let's look and know that the court case will take whatever they're going to do, we are doing on the front line. Whatever they're going to do when it comes down to restoring those consumer products available for the people. People who stand with racism will go and support Target. If you don't go and shop at Target, if you don't go to Wendy's as a people, then there's another group that's going to keep those doors open. Let's let the decisions that we're making today make an impact for the rest of our lives, because we're going to feel this summer 50 years from now. Baby, we're going to feel the side effects of this summer in some great ways 5 years from now. But let's not forget that part of the journey. When people are asking, Queen Sunny, where are the celebrities? Well, here's your answer. Celebrities all have handlers. If you're not certain what a handler is, it is one who writes their checks. Growing up, when people were like, oh, I love this NBA, then NFL, all these things, I was never impressed because I was like, show me the little white man who writes the checks for all. Because surely if one player is worth $5 million, who is the nigga that's writing a check for everybody? I wanted to study and track the wealth. Well, the answer to your question on where are all the Black celebrities, they got a phone call from their handlers, those who signed their checks. And it was very vague. They were like, hi, I'm just calling to check on you. You know, just wanted to see where you stood with this Black Lives Matter. Just, you know, are you angry? You know, so they could figure out if they're going to have another check if this person is cut from the team. So any celebrity that you don't see that's standing out there, they're securing their bag. Their financial future is more important than the temporary thing that's happening. Just the same way a couple months ago, people in Japan, one of these Asian countries, don't get me to lie, people, was it Korea? Somebody call in 661-467-2407 and correct me. It was some Black people over in these Asian place, and they said that there was overt racism and people were just treating the Black people badly. And sure and behold, a lot of the Black world did not care because it wasn't happening on their turf. I bring that up because I just observed the same way I called a brother in Africa, and he let me know. He said, "Sister, this white supremacy that you speak of, I don't know. The black man who looks like me is my oppressor in my country. The police brutality does happen here, and they look just like me. I don't know." So it did not break my heart. It was really mind-altering. And I had to understand everyone's circumstance wasn't the same as mine. Oftentimes, people from different demographics around the world had different experiences. But lo and behold, my brother from Ethiopia called me up, and he was angry, y'all, saying, "Oh, man, I'm about to go over to America and set it off. I'm coming from an unconquerable people, and we stand with you, my sister. This could never happen. No, I'm here to protect our sisters." And when he kept going on and on about protecting the black woman, that blessed me, because there is a list. Maybe you only know the name Sandra Bland, but there is a list that's so long, filled with sisters. And there are black people all over the planet who are sitting in solidarity with you. Black people, for the first time, we are all on one accord together. Do not, I want you to just do like a surfer. Ride this wave till the wheels fall off, baby. And a homeboy to just share that love from Africa, that they stood in solidarity. To turn on the news and see the people in Abuja, Nigeria, with a march going through the street. So it really went against the guy who was saying, hey, he doesn't understand. Because as a black woman, when some stuff go down in any part of the world or people that look like me, I'm impacted. I cry. I lament. I get active. I begin to talk, share it. They call me Busha back in the day. La Bouche, meaning mouth. I wanted it to words to go out. So to feel the love coming in from Abuja, Nigeria, thank you so much for standing up. Now, because you always know, I'm not being petty. I'm not being shady. A lot of our families, we are mixed race families, you know, throughout this new day and age. Are they standing with you? We have our white allies who are in the front line, standing up on the front line. Are you calling up your white friends, making sure they're standing with you on these things? For those brothers and sisters out there, hold them accountable and speak up about the loved ones, those that you do have, who are mulatto. If you got a white baby mama, a black baby mama, a white baby daddy, make sure he out there standing up with you. We need the number. There's a beautiful sister, Tanya, I follow on social media, who lives in New York. She reported live on social media last night that as the hour dwindled down for curfew, everyone that she was with got cornered by the police. It was a quarter till eight, a quarter till curfew, and they were purposefully kept from going home. And as I watched the video, near the end of the video, the people began to cry out, "We are peaceful. We are peaceful. What are you doing?" The people chanted as the police began. At the beginning, just within 5 minutes, they were further away. As the people chanted, "We're being peaceful," the police began to come closer. And she constantly said, "We're doing nothing wrong. We're trying to make curfew. They're cornered us." And suddenly, someone yelled, "All the white people go to the front of the lines, front of the lines," as the police became just so close to them. And y'all, the white folks went to the front who were there with them. And the police crushed upon them. And at the end of this sister's video, her daughter is crying out, "Mama, mama," and hysterical. And Tanya is like, "Baby, be strong, be strong." That is why that black mama, that black sister, we all of us women, all of the fallen, all of the sheroes who are standing in the midst on the front lines with their babies in tow, deserve a seat at the table. Do not exclude us in the talks when you put the commercials out here saying, hey, I got a black son. You know, somebody brought up the other day that Ricky Smiley got on his show, said that there was a device that he was installing in his son's car that would protect him. And the public outcry was, ain't you got a daughter? There's a beautiful woman on social media that I have loved. She inspired me to actually get a passport. Her name is Oshun. One of the things that this woman loves, fitting facts, before all this stuff was popular for y'all, when it was just a bunch of women running wild with the wolves, I was listening to my sister one day, and she put the fact out there that the number one cause for black women to die in the hands of the black man. Why are you excluding us from the table when we're here always on the front line? You saw that funeral of George Floyd and his female cousin, most sensed in a little bit, tears. It is always us. Do not exclude us. Number one, in the hands of the black man. Number two, in the hands of police brutality. And number three, in health. Hello, somebody. Black women, I honor you. Am you. All these celebrities out there. Somebody said, where you at, Oprah? Where you at, Oprah? Y'all already know. Stop looking for a leader. Nick Cannon went on an interview with RZA Islam days before this thing popped off in the streets. And honey, this fool became the most misogynist against black women. Just devalued, said that we were worth fucking and never marriage. Elevated the white woman and justified it. Somebody snatched that shit off his head for me. And when the march was out there, yeah, he was in the march hoping that people saw him and that the black women who championed him would never have taken the time to see how he really feels on the RZA Islam. RZA Islam is younger than Nick Cannon. And was sitting in that interview for over an hour. Please check it out online because you will be able to see as a generation, they are looking at the elders like, what the hell? I can't follow you. RZA Islam tried his best, but nonetheless, Nick Cannon knew he made a fool of himself, so he got out there in them streets, made a little video, and decided to kind of put a twist on it, hoping that he could just bury it. It's real ironic. If we're going to call out the system of white supremacy, if we're going to stand against police brutality, we must always acknowledge that Master always had somebody that he could use to come in. Nick Cannon kept constantly asking, are you the next Louis Farrakhan? Who's going to take over? And RZA kept telling him, every man should be a leader of himself and his own household. That's how we overcome. To know that your snitching behind Nick Cannon wanted to go back and to relay the information that you come in a costume, culturally appropriating the Moors. Or are you just that nigga who was selling his own? So surely every time you showed up on the planet somewhere in history, people were able to get human cargo because they knew a nigga that could hook them up. Were you that nigga? Snatch that thing off your head. Are you culturally appropriating the way people feel sometimes when they are wearing Native American costumes, African clothing with no connection to the land and knowing what they wear when they wear? Are you culturally appropriating yourself? Somebody do me a favor. Snatch that thing off his head. That costume, that uniform will not be working. The one thing that did touch me spiritually when I saw George Floyd, for all of you empaths, this man called on his dead mama. First of all, to put a black man in a state of not being at his strongest. You know, a lot of times people are saying these two knew each other. So, you know, the other guy has on his uniform. He's in front of his other friends. He's acting differently than he does at the club they work at. And to, you know, really just do it with such confidence that you bring a man to a spiritual level where He ain't even calling it on the living to help me, because the people are just standing around for their own reason, whatever reason it is. But he's calling upon his dead mama. People, do me a favor. Whenever you're listening to this, wherever you are out there, call on your ancestors. Because see, what happened is his mama came for him. That angel came, swept down, scooped up her child, and all the angels that came with her helped to incite the set it off situation that we're in. When you think about Breonna Taylor in her last moment of being taken out in murder, in a state of shock, coming home in a house with her protector, her boyfriend, feeling where you're supposed to feel comfortable. In that moment of impact where her life was left, do me a favor, light a yellow candle, because her spirit cannot rest. Ain't no way in hell, heaven, and earth would your spirit rest if so many events happen that you're swept under the rug, that you have no arrest, that people don't value you because you are not a man, that the good old boy system that did something to a black man can look even less as you. Please light a yellow candle to help her transition. Please sign the petition. Don't allow on this day, her birthday, think about all the love that you expect for your own birthday, the celebration of life. This is not a celebration of life. Think how you honor so many people when they just transition. Let us honor her today. Today, wherever you are, you're my soldier, my soldiers. No matter where you are in the world, be that light for this issue. This is Queen Sunny Honey and CRS.
I lost the sense.
Welcome back. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, back to the Caribbean Radio Show. This is Queen Sunny Honey. If you would like to call in and share your opinion about what's going on in the world, that number is 661-467-2407. People, one of the wonderful things this sister wanted to share with you was that what's most important right now is what comes after COVID. She recommends that you please eat organic food, know the source of your food, start a garden. She lets you know that those who suffer with COVID actually really need a lot of support, so we are really going to have to come together. Everything that happens after COVID was included that she recommended a 21-day detox. She suggested that you take the time to reset your body from all of the toxins and the medicines that you've had in your system throughout the virus. I'm going to touch and agree with her that for this summer solstice, I will join in. She's going to do a hot fast. When I asked her, what is a hot fast? She said, you know, hot vegetables, hot salad, lots and lots of water, void of sugar, the salts, all the white stuff. You just, you know, in pledging, they taught us these things anyway. If they're white, it ain't right. White sugar, white salt, white starch, white bread, white potatoes, all of those things devoid of it. So I want to extend that to you, my global community, for all of us, whether or not you have COVID, it doesn't matter. If you don't have COVID, you need to be preventative. Take the measures. Let's do our best to be more self-invested in our health, our home, us. So here's something I was thinking about as we were jamming just a minute ago. While we're buying smart and buying black, I would like to pose this question. I'll post it this week, I'll ask it now, and I'm coming back for some answers, people. You buy black, and the store owner purchased it from a racist company. Is that okay? If you buy black and it came in from a source that should not be trusted, does not go with your value system, is it okay because you bought it black? Please write me. You can find me on Facebook under the Caribbean Radio Show. Make sure you go over to our Facebook page, like us, invite yourself on in. You are welcome. I invite you right now. Join the group. Post your answer. We want to hear from you. Every day in Jamaica, there is a wonderful group of people at the radio station there who are responsible for what you're hearing and the content. There's a great woman, Dr. Ev. We want to give her so much love and shout out. If you go to our Facebook page, there's a GoFundMe account that is there to bless up the people that we can have our own communication company and no longer be codependent on anyone else. There are ways for you to give back if you are someone who would like to have doctors that look like you in the future. There's an initiative that Dr. Ev has definitely got the people talking and thriving and growing with sending 100 doctors to medical school, 100 Jamaican, very young, bright, beautiful children to come back and to be healers for the people. There's so many initiatives out here that we want to tell people, post that content. For everything else that you see, every time you see a video that doesn't line up with your ethics, I challenge you to post something and just say, hey, any black businesses in my list, any of my friends' black businesses, and see how 200 people out of the 4,000 you know will instantly let you know what's available and that they're open for business. Every time you're bombarded with some image of just some unhealthiness, something that doesn't make our race look good,
I challenge you to redirect that energy. A few days ago, people did a blackout on social media that I didn't participate in. I didn't really understand everything wrapped around the algorithm of resetting things. How did that go for the people? Somebody call in and let me know at 661-467-2407. How did that work? Was it a success? Is anything that we do in 24 hours a success? Story time. I'm from the dirty South. South Carolina, the place where the slave ships actually came in. When I turned 18, I was going through the predominantly white neighborhood with a friend who was looking for a home, only to discover, hey, I know who owns all the houses on this block. It was her grandfather, who was so meticulous that because he had three children, he bought 10 houses, he bought the block so that one day each child would have a house, each grandchild would have a house. He prepared for a legacy, not a microwave generation of people, but so meticulous. And he was renting his house out for $40 a month to all them white folks just to keep the value up, because it didn't matter about generating money. Those houses were put there as a different type of asset for his legacy. Oftentimes, as we're sitting back, we need to know that we have to have a plan for self-sustainability for ourselves. Plan, focus, restore, my people. I cannot emphasize it enough. When you look at a movie of the Celts and the Vikings with some little white boy that some injustice happened and he was 4 or 5 years old and he looked and somebody came and they killed his father, well, what does he do at the climax of the movie? He's a grown-ass man and he's come back for the adversary and he's chopping off all his children's wives. Everybody got to go. Because he was very slow, methodical, and very intentional with, I won't react now, but I shall win in the end. When we talk about the war and the battle, everyone that's out there in the streets, I want you to be safe. I support you in everything that you do. The only thing is this, those monies for bailed money go back into a system that oppresses you. That money, I challenge you people, if you have the money that you can come up with for some bail and some bullshit, I have an expectation out of the same group of people that we can buy a block. I said this weeks ago, I will say it again. It is not 1865. If I'm living in America, no matter what state that I move to, I ought to be able to call on one of y'all and say, hey, I want to be able to rent something. And whether it's an apartment, it's a house, or to rent from a person who owns the whole freaking building, and I'm just renting from them. To know that they look like me. Every single state should have this, not just somebody who sells oils, baby, body butter, all these products. We have to have something we're doing today in the midst of all of this police brutality that has always been there, that when we are drawing the line, guess what? You better have some things that you are demanding and saying, you know, I heard Kaya say it the other day. Shout out to the sister Motor Mouth, my neck, my back. She sure said that Louis Farrakhan, call him to the head, because until a brother who's as sophisticated as him can stand there and say they're going to tear all this shit up until you have met these demands, then we are just doing something, and we're out here without a plan. Nobody focused because everybody's doing their own thing. I am not here, Queen Sunny Honey, saying that my children of the sun are doing anything that's wrong. I am simply asking you to plan. There are too many sisters taking to social media saying that they're out here in these streets being oppressed not only by the police, but at the same time constantly by their number one killer, which is the brother. There's a sister who posted on my page the other day saying that she was outside and someone that looked like her pulled a gun on her trying to rob her in the midst of all these things. Look. Look, people. Get you a plan that's going to impact you 5, 10 years from now. Stop putting all this money in these people's hands, because guess, it's okay to be arrested for the right reason. But the bail money, honey, and all of these things that's coming with it, I'm going to need all of those actions to mean more than a picture in the history books for tomorrow. Because we were left with pictures from a generation before. And those things have allowed us to constantly have an awareness that we can still live in the same condition. And they hope that the things that were caught on image and the person who captured it and the person who put it forth as an image to be seen, they hope that it would cause the change that's happening for us. So wherever you are, wherever you're doing, you must plan. Have a plan. Didn't your grandmother tell you that if you don't have a plan, them boy got a plan for you? Huh? Focus. In spite of everything that's going on every day, focus on the thing that's going to keep you healthy as you continue to deal with all of these things. If it's walking 1 hour a day, incorporate that in your life consistently. If whatever it is, if it's doing some work on an online degree. Now, peep this. The other day I thought about it, I said, all these beautiful black people sitting home starting businesses, making all this money, honey, getting all these free online educational classes, certifications coming out this thing bigger and better. Something came up against these people to distract them. Girl, don't let a dick distract you. Do not get dick distracted with anything. And knowing if you had the initiative 30 days ago, at the end of the day, you can do everything you need to do in these streets for our people. But make sure you do something for yourself, and I'm talking to myself too. Make sure you sit down at that computer, complete that program, grab that certification up, because it doesn't matter what aspect that you're working in this world, when we come out of this, we're going to come out better than we went in. Come on, somebody. This is Queen Sunny, honey.
Why this a man you full of charm? Him keeping me calm.
Why I?
When I'm in his arms.
Why I? Why
don't
I?
Ring no alarm. I don't move my storm.
Lord, strong and you're proud. Black man, you got me treading the high road. As morning light, I don't want to have you out my sight. Need your pronto. Cause you give me a love that's real. Baby, you make me feel like a woman made of steel. So this I love you, happy sign and seal. Broken promises, false hope of happiness. I tore my heart in two. And then you, and then you, and then you came and lifted me. Erased my memory, Lord. Are you are the trouble in me, sweetheart? The way you make me feel could never sweeter. Wa-da-da-dang. Strong and you're proud. Black man, you have me treading the high road. As morning light, I don't want to have you out my sight. Need your pronto. Cause you give me your love that's real. Baby, you make me feel like a woman made of steel. So this your love, you have to sign and seal.
Why, spiritually, you make me jolly. So can we fill the chamber with a little collie? Cause personally, when you touch my body, you warm me like a summer's evening up a valley. I am a lioness, you are a lion. We fire light up every avenue to Zion. When I am broken, only you I cry on. I wanna be the only daughter you rely on. Lord God, strong are you proud. Black man, you have me treading the high road. As morning light, I don't wanna have you out my sight. Need your pronto. Cause you give me a love that's real. Baby, you make me feel like a woman made of steel. So this your love, you have to sign a seal.
For the first time, when me sight you, no step of villain, can recline you. You are safer, you are safer, bone pressure, go getter. You never come with the long talking, respect was all that you're asking. You be prefer, can you show eyes, feel better, feel better.
Rasta man, I'm feeling your fire. Tell me all the things you desire. I'll be there to hold you if you fall. I will stand tall. Militant, you're patient and humble. When does it touch me to see your fault and not grumble? You gotta be firm to tread it over. This a rocky, rocky road, yeah.
What? Strong are you proud? Black man, you have me treading the high road. As morning light, I don't wanna have you out my sight. Need your pronto. Cause you give me a love that's real. Baby, you make me feel like a woman made of steel. So this your love, your office sign a seal.
So let me out on a limb. I run in the ocean, I swim. Give me your all, everything I find your love, I bring.
I'm need a real fire king for balancing. Bird can fly but one wing, you're like a tip from a spring. When there's no water to drink, me no want a boat, a fishing, me no need a boat where you mink. Your love alone is enough. When the tidal waves are rough, you're strong and you're proud. Black man, you have me treading the high road. As morning light, I don't want to have you out my sight. Need your pronto, cause you give me a love that's real. Baby, you make me feel like a woman made of steel. So this your love, you have to sign a seal. Strong and you're proud. Black man, you have me treading the high road. As morning light, I don't want to have you out my sight. Need your pronto, cause you give me a love that's real. Baby, you make me feel.
CRS, we are the best. Welcome back to the Caribbean Radio Show. This is your girl, Queen Sunny, honey. As we proceed, yes, indeed. So earlier this week, Kiki Palmer was seen at the riots, telling the military guys, hey, take a stand with us. Kiki, I love you, baby. And you represent that generation that I am so hopeful for. When I was her age, the thoughts came through me with my military friends of knowing the oath that they took, the code of ethics they had when they turned their lives over to the military, that they were in a seat. I would question my friends in the militia and say, hey guys, if the government ever told you to go in your own black neighborhood and turn against your people, what would you do? Those of you who know me, whether you know me as Boosha, Sunita, Sunny, you've known that I've talked about that since I was a kid. Just question what line. And it seems like Kiki was standing there in the midst of it. And watch, some brothers and sisters are not cut out to take that uniform and say, hey, I'm going to just stand with the uniform against my people. Stay tuned as these things are called out when 45 calls the military out on the people. Brothers and sisters in uniform are going to stand in solidarity, knowing that these are their brothers, sisters, mothers, brothers, grandmothers. So it's actually good that he's steering up the words of martial law, which he will never do, but just simply send out the military, because it's time for the militia. Time for a lot of these interracial couples are ex-military. It's time. All right, you don't know what you're doing. When I play Usher, you got it bad, 45. If you think for a moment that people are going to continue. The same way you see with a lot of police officers who are black, that they are going through spiritual awakening of, I did this to sustain my family like someone in the military, but what I'm not fitting to do is be with the brothers who are standing up and killing our own. There are people out there in uniforms right there, everybody, who are really, really going through a battle right now. The same way that you are going through your battle, they're looking at their career and making decisions. There's a brother out there in France who recently spoke out, and he said he knew that in the midst of everything, to speak out against police brutality, to speak out against racial injustice, would cost him his job, and he didn't give up. You hear me? He's spoken out to protect our race, to protect our people. There's a sense of discernment that we must all have as we're out here in these streets. People are talking about the COVID numbers and whether the numbers will go up. I'm over here under lockdown, and they have it in phases that will still exist till September the 13th, when everything will be phase 5. As the world sits, we have news saying that the summertime will bring the numbers down. Inshallah, as they say over here, because Black people have had so much time to sit at home, to prepare for this day that we are in, when you called it, when this 45 said it was a war, us defending our lives, us dying, you know, you call it and say that we're causing a war when we're dying, you know, for him to put those words out there. When it comes down to it, people, I am a wordsmith. I hold an English degree. I know the power of words. Can we please stop chanting, I can't breathe? Because we're supposed to take on to mantras like, that's what the sister in Brooklyn was doing. The one who survived COVID, she took on her mantras of positive affirmations daily to survive this COVID. Don't y'all be out in these streets wearing these labels of oppression, speaking these labels of oppression as a mantra, because it sets something in motion. I was always raised, watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, because after you keep doing the same actions over and over again, oh, baby, that's your character. So as they have that words out there and they're laying on the grass, I can't breathe, I get your point, but stop. Replace it with something else. If you are going to do anything today, take care of yourself. Make a plan for today. Focus on today. Restore that which was lost today. If you're not doing anything and you're just sitting back watching everything, make sure you know that take that same energy that you got when it's time for a president, don't complain. I even challenge people who say that on one hand, the actual vote don't count. No, on the other hand, get out there and vote. There is so much chaos right now that, baby, is so sweet. The one thing you got to do for Rihanna is make sure that that law is changed where people could just break into your home and just kill your ass. Yes, in many, many states all over America, figure out what the laws are in your state. If you know that your house, your Senate, and all of the places from Washington all the way down to your state house is majority white, I want for every child that I ever taught, may my battalion come forward. Put your name on the ballot, baby, because strategically I became the teacher, the mother of many fish that's out here and all over the world. May my children ring forth. The other day, one of these kids reached out to me. Many of my students have, and they, whether they were black, white, or otherwise, they, well, I won't say no white folks reached out to me, not me at once. The Arab children and the black children reached out to me from the HBCUs that worked at, and they are angry, and I'm excited for them. I'm like, baby. One of them getting off the plantation, I was like, all right, I'll meet you. He already got his contract. He's just trying to leave the plantation, build his assets up. The other child said, all lives don't matter till black lives matter. And he was like, they need to do it like they're doing Saudi, kill him. And I support my child. I told the child, I can tell I carried you for 9 months. Because that's the, you know, school year. I could tell I was your teacher. Because to exact justice, to actually recognize, I don't care how it was before I met you, before you had me as a teacher. After you didn't have Miss Shannon, brother, sister, changed mine. I teach the curriculum, but I'm a little Seraphine about it. So it's good to see that right now the legacy of us all, everything that you have been doing for the last decade should have prepared you for today. I am so excited to be a teacher who knows that my children are standing in solidarity. The babies that stood in the classroom with me in those days and times, they are the go-getters right about now. There has always been a picture of George Steiner in my classroom. And when I lived in South Carolina, my hometown, I always waited till the children asked me, who that? who that little boy? And then I would tell him, oh, he was executed. They killed a child? Yeah, they killed a child. Child, y'all almost lost a job over it because the principal was upset. Why would you tell these children? Do you think this could happen in this day and age? The director of the program said that to me, and the child said, yes, sir, it does. This was the summer of Trayvon Martin when I was working there. So the spirit of the ancestors, I call upon you to always lead this journey of excitement, knowing that you have always been with us. If not just summer 2020, it's going to last 5-50 years because change has come. Yes, sir. I am so excited just to see the brothers and sisters in the military uniforms out here looking like, I know what's about to happen. I ain't with that. I'm so happy that we have established WeBuyBlack.com. Yes, if you don't know it, go to it, WeBuyBlack.com. And it'll show you every product made by everybody black. That brother has been doing this thing for years. Where you been? Oh, you just catching up. Well, stay woke. As we prepare to lead and you're looking for a leader, look in the mirror. Don't look for nobody in your community to get gunned down for you. Begin to lead yourself. Begin to sustain yourself. And this time that you know, okay, when you go back to their job now, they're going to be looking to see what you did this summer on social media, who you was with, and your colleagues, if you're that token one that's there. Make sure you have your exit plan from the plantation, that while you go back to work to get that money to work for whatever company that you have to sustain yourself from, that you're also getting an LLC, getting an S corporation, getting your credit score up that you can buy things at 1-2% like the way they do. Be able to make a plan, focus, and restore that which is yours. As you wean, may all of you listening right now, may you one day look at your salary that you're receiving from your job and realize it's nothing compared to what you're bringing in from your business. May you wean yourself off of the system that oppresses you. May you have such a wonderful life like I manifested. I remember the year I said I'd never work for another, and never did. I remember the years when I said I only wanted to work for HBCUs, and I was able to, because, you know, you might say, at the end of the day, they're still owned by the boom, honey. They still got black chilling, and I was able to work and not be the token no more. So manifest the life that you want to live. Know that it is within reach. Yes. I am Queen Sunny Honey, and this is the Caribbean Radio Show.
I general up like a Thomas Sankara, and them can't stop the Sankara. Come now. A general, a general, not the chief of staff. Me no play blackjack, I'm a no bed pan a house. Highly Selassie, I decrease with endowment. Honorable rebel with a cow. Oscar, he not cool and deadly. One man army, cool and deadly. Oscar, he not cool and deadly. One man army. Yeah, me say me tougher than the seed as a Lebanon. I come to lead out Selassie I battalion. A rigorous routine keep this natty strong. Jaja decrease to ice sweet like cinnamon. Hard from the heart, me not do it. The medallion style that is sun. I and I a real African. Me no kin seed nor frolic with vagabond. Mission oriented up me like a mini Farrakhan. Only for the youth I and I to the guy. No wildfire, this a rational rebellion. Something like another Sarah Babylon. A Babylon, I and I am direct descendant of Abraham. Over all the mounts I gave dominion. One go ask me brother than Benji or Simeon. That he dread this and almost the least in Faminion. Stubil and Chuja gave I a winning hand. Oscar, he not cool and deadly. One man arm. Star in say a perverse and shall depart from Jah. Without Jah in your soul can be no soldier. The fool's curse lay upon his own shoulders. Consequence clear in the king's scriptures. Culture vulture could never tarry bound ya. A militant stance like Maasai warriors. So I'm sorry for the stiff neck carrier. A crapulous Joe and callous Maria. For I a big tree, tip a pagan wing, clip a sound supper, real a sip a hood, you call me nigga. I never been a killer, never been a blood filler. I held the long liver, but I will pull a trigger. So tell them to see my me not in a way, them in a. I'll be down by the river, bubbling a couple spinners. Not care who vex when my talk. No pirates, welcome on the ark. Oscar, in a the cool and deadly. One man army. Flesh and blood, it's no threat to I. Protected by the Most High. Solid as a rock, chip off the old block. Enter without knock and you might get knocked. All I am a novice for the have-nots. No key till we file them plots.
Limitless blessings. Limitless blessings. Limitless blessings out there to you and yours. This is Queen Sunny Honey with the Caribbean Radio Show. Always going to be here for the people, by the people, every Freedom Friday, 10 a.m. Thank you so much for coming on into this space. Make sure that you find us on crsradio.com, on Facebook at CRS Caribbean Radio Show. Limitless blessings to you and yours out there. Please be safe in all that you do, and remember,